As we heard, beekeeping is increasing in popularity in the Granite State, but the hobby is also getting more expensive. Here to explain why is Barbara Lawler, president of the New Hampshire Beekeepers Association. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well. This is not exactly an inexpensive hobby. What are the upfront costs for a first-time beekeeper?
Well, it's not an inexpensive hobby. You're right, Brady. I think there's a greater expense to not getting involved if we want to talk about some other areas. But from a financial aspect, certainly the beekeeper is going to need to have some equipment. You're going to need the actual hive or the box that the bees live in. You're going to need some equipment in order to manipulate the hives and get in and smoke the bees and move the frames around. You may need some medication or some treatments. In addition, there's going to be some clothing, some protective clothing that you may want to wear. And then there are the bees themselves. So when we look at overall costs, bees come in about a 3-pound package with a queen, which range anywhere from $90 to $150. And then the equipment itself is probably going to be in the range of $250 to $550, depending upon whether you want to make the equipment yourself or whether you want to buy things that are already pre-assembled and shipped to you.
So you're starting out with making, it's a substantial investment, you know, at $500+ perhaps in some cases. And then there is the cost of maintaining a hive. So you'll need extra food, you need extra medicine. And also, I understand that it's becoming somewhat more expensive because of new threats to the bees.
40 years ago, when people were keeping bees, there were about 4 viruses. However, we're now seeing that as of the most recent count, there were 28 viruses, 4 are yet unnamed. And those viruses actually travel on mites, and mites are a natural cohabitant, for lack of a better term, with the bees. But the mites themselves are not what harm the bees. It's typically the viruses. So because of the additional threats, because of the pesticides that are being used in order to make sure we stay safe from West Nile, or to simply make a garden thrive better or a grass more attractive, there are additional costs because there are so many more threats. Beekeepers across the nation are seeing approximately 30% colony losses year over year. So if 1 out of 3 colonies is dying, there's some additional expense to build those back up again.
You mentioned the loss rate of almost 1 in 3. Is that the loss rate that we're seeing in this part of the country?
That's pretty much what we are seeing. We may actually be even seeing a little bit higher losses this year, and I don't have data to back that up because it hasn't been produced yet. However, what we're hearing is because this winter was harder than last and longer than last, and because it was a bit of an odd winter, we may actually see losses at a higher rate.
Most of the bees in New Hampshire come from breeders in Georgia. Does that play a role in how many bees are or are not surviving New Hampshire's winters?
Well, certainly bees that are bred in warmer climates and who exist in warmer climates and who overwinter in warmer climates are acclimated to those warmer climates. So as we move them north, we're doing a lot more managing and a lot more experimentation to see what we have to do in order to overwinter those bees. So it's certainly one factor. We also see, because there's such an enormous explosion in the number of people who want to become involved in beekeeping, that the ability and skill and knowledge level of the beekeeper also plays a big part. This is very layered. There are a lot of factors to consider. And so many students will come to a beekeeping class or read a beekeeping book and get bees, and their bees may not overwinter, partially due to where they come from or the breed, but as often as not on how they were handled, because there's a limited amount of knowledge.
Barbara Lawler is president of the New Hampshire Beekeepers Association. Barbara, thanks so much for talking with me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.